I'd like now to introduce, we're coming close to the end, but we have two more things to do, and one very important thing we have to do is the presentation of our Jacob Balaton Awards. Here's our committee chairman, Jim Gashel.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. President and fellow Federationists. We're going to set a record this year for how quickly we can get the Balaton Awards out. And let me just ask all of the Jacob Balaton Award winners to join me here at the podium. That means you won't have to walk very far once you when you get your award. So again, it's my pleasure and privilege on behalf of the National Federation of the Blind to present the Jacob Balaton Awards this year. You know, the story of Jacob Balaton's life defines living the life we want. And he was born in 1888. He only lived 36 years, but in that time he accomplished twice as much, or more than twice as much, than most of us who do in living twice as long, trying to live the lives we want. Funds to support the Jacob Balaton Awards are provided through a bequest, in part through a bequest, left to the Santa Barbara Foundation and the National Federation of the Blind by the Alfred and Rosalind Perelman Trust. The other funds come directly from the National Federation of the Blind. The award includes a plaque and medallion, which each winner will receive, along with a cash award, which I will specify. Now, for the Jacob Balaton Award winners for 2015. United States Association of Blind Athletes. $5,000 award recipient. Now, you know some of the things the USABA does, but one thing you may not know that they're going to do is they set up the world's first training center for goalball athletes. This is a professional training center, and USABA is preparing these athletes to win the gold in 2016 at the Paralympics. Here to receive, you know, the USABA, following in the footsteps of Jacob Balaton, thinks big and plays to win. Join me in saluting the USABA and Mark Lucas, its executive director. And Mark, how fast can you say thank you?
Say thank you and done.
I'm supposed to say thank you and done, but this is truly a tremendous honor for the United States Association of Blind Athletes, and we absolutely look forward to collaborating with the National Federation of the Blind in the future. And as Dr. Maurer said, the future is ours. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. The next recipient, Nicholas Tenbrook, $5,000. Now, I know you don't think you heard me right, but you did. Nicholas Tenbrook is Dr. Tenbrook's grandson. He's also a professor of computer science at Heartland Community College. If you've ever found an app that is labeled right and the buttons are logically organized, it's probable that Nicholas Tenbrook was that app developer's professor. He's developed an app accessibility training curriculum. It's part of the computer science curriculum at Heartland. You know, Dr. Balaton, he didn't confront apps that didn't work, but he did confront massive discrimination. He would be proud In fact, let's put it this way. Both Chick, that's Jacobus, and Nick Tenbrook, Dr. Bolotin would be proud to know either one of these gentlemen. Please join me on behalf of the National Federation of the Blind and its founder, Jacobus Tenbrook, in saluting the grandson, Nicholas Tenbrook, here to receive the award.
Thank you. Say thanks quick.
Okay, I have to say thanks really quick, but I do want to thank Carrie Cipollo and Independent Science for all their support in this. And we will donate these monies to continue offering this course. Thank you.
Thank you.
University of California at Davis and the Center for Molecular and Biomolecular Informatics, joint award of $10,000. These folks have developed not just an app, but a whole technology that makes it possible for blind people in a fully accessible way to create 3D models of any molecule imaginable. It makes it possible for blind people to compete and succeed in advanced scientific fields. Following in the footsteps of Dr. Jacob Bolotin, these award winners are making it possible for blind people to succeed in careers never before dreamed of. Success in advanced sciences will be the norm rather than the exception. Please join me in saluting Cal Davis and the Center for Molecular and Biomolecular Informatics, represented by Tim Newman, the chief of this program. Tim.
Say thanks quick.
All right. Thank you for having me here, fellow Federationists. On behalf of the Asterix BVI team, I'd like to thank you for this generous acknowledgement. It's been a great honor working with Hobie Wedlow over the last few years. I assume you've all heard this man by now. You know about his personal accomplishments. Now, being his technical assistant through his graduate career has truly been a rewarding experience. I've learned firsthand not only how often the abilities of the blind are misunderstood, but also how blind people are very capable when given the equal right to succeed. Hobie?
That's it. Thanks.
All right, well, thank you very much, sir.
Nice going. Thank you. Good. Brevity's a virtue here, Tim. All right, now, let me just say our next award recipient, Seedlings Braille Books for Children, $10,000. Seedlings was started by its founder, Deborah Bondi, in 1984. And let's just look at the vital statistics. Over 400,000 publications created since that time, and over 20 million pages of Braille material developed since that time, and more every single day. Anybody who knows the NFB Bell programs knows Seedlings. Following in Jacob Bolotin's footsteps, Seedlings is removing barriers and helping blind people live the lives they want. Seedlings knows that literacy is the key to success, and they also know that Braille means literacy. Please join me in saluting Deborah Bondi, Executive Director and Founder of Seedlings. And Deborah, brevity is a virtue.
Thank you so much. We are so deeply honored to be a recipient of this prestigious award, and we hope and believe that it comes with some of Dr. Bolotin's drive, tenacity, and compassion for others that we will combine with our own and infuse into the books, which will make them extra special for those who receive them. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you. Southern Arizona Association for the Vision. Yeah, there you go. This is our final and highest award this year, an award of $20,000. Now, Savvy is an agency for the blind, but that certainly wouldn't get them the Blotin Award. You got to do more than just be an agency to get the Blotin Award, that's for darn sure. They're an agency that represents and is modeled on a consumer empowerment mission. And that's Savvy. So it's a long, long way from Southern Arizona to Central Florida. But let's just hear from the folks at Savvy a big, loud federation cheer. Rather than... Okay, they're all over the room. Rather than peaceful, yeah, I know, you're taking my time, Savvy. Hold it down, okay. Rather than peaceful coexistence with the blind, Savvy embraces our mission of living the lives we want. Savvy executives and staff know that they succeed when their blind students live the lives they want. So please join me in saluting Savvy and its executive director, Mike Gordon, for the Jacob Blotin grand prize this year, $20,000. Here's Mike.
All right. Thank you.
Quick. Where's Jaws when you need it? Quickly, I want to thank, first of all, RSA from Arizona Blind Services for their flexibility, which has allowed us to be creative, think creatively in our programming. Secondly, the Federation's Arizona chapter, and in particular, Bob Kresmer, the president. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Lynn. And finally, I want to also thank the Savvy staff, both past and present, and our students, for without them, none of this would be possible. Now, I'd like to introduce Amy Porterfield, our associate director.
Yep. Amy, go Amy.
So I think you all know that Savvy is committed to building the Federation. Let's hear it for the Federation and all of our students.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. So now, Mr. President, I also have a thank you, and that is to you for appointing us to be part of the Jacob Blotin Award Committee. I want to thank Ron Brown and Mary Ellen Jernigan for reviewing the applications this year. Let's hear a cheer for Ron and Mary Ellen. Mr. President, this concludes my report and the presentation of the Dr. Jacob Blotin Awards for 2015.
Thank you. Yes. Let's hear it for our 2015 Blotin Award winners.